When small farmers finish a grueling harvest, they often face an immediate financial penalty. Without a safe place to hold their newly cut crops, they are forced to sell their yield immediately after harvesting, exactly when seasonal market prices hit rock bottom. To fix this lack of holding capacity, the government of India launched the Grameen Bhandaran Yojana, also known as the Rural Godown Scheme. It offers substantial capital investment subsidies to help farmers and cooperatives build their own warehouses. If you are looking for this program today, note that it has been subsumed into a larger framework. It is currently administered under the Agricultural Marketing Infrastructure, or AMI, subscheme. Building a scientific storage facility allows you to safely hold your yield for months and wait out the post-harvest glut. By doing so, you transition from accepting whatever low price the market offers today to deciding exactly when to sell later in the year. Before you draw up any blueprints, you must meet the primary baseline requirements. Step one is simple. The applicant, or authorized director, must hold a valid Aadhaar card. This diagram shows the strict physical capacity limits for your project. To qualify, your warehouse must fall between 100 and 30,000 tons. However, there is one exception. In designated hilly and tribal areas, the minimum size is relaxed to 25 tons. These limits are non-negotiable. Fail the capacity guidelines or lack proper identification, and your application cannot enter the funding pipeline. Once you verify your baseline eligibility, you hit the first major hurdle of the application process, drafting a detailed project report, or DPR, for your proposed facility. This checklist highlights your required paperwork. Alongside your Aadhaar card, your detailed project report must explicitly state that the facility will be WDRA compliant. WDRA stands for the Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority. Compliance means your warehouse must be built to specific, modern scientific standards, designed to stop moisture and pests from deteriorating the stored grain. Do not treat WDRA standards as optional guidelines. Ignoring these specific technical requirements during your planning phase will guarantee a failed inspection and zero subsidy later. With your compliant DPR and Aadhaar in hand, your next physical step is to secure funding. You must submit your project report to an eligible commercial, regional, or cooperative bank to apply for a term loan. The bank needs to complete two specific tasks for you. First, they must issue a formal bank loan sanction letter. Second, they must actually disburse the first installment of that loan into your account. Here is an important procedural detail. As a farmer, you never mail a subsidy application to the government. The financing bank handles all the official subsidy paperwork on your behalf. This means your official application timeline is tied entirely to your financing. Until that first loan installment actually hits your account, the official subsidy process remains frozen. This flowchart tracks how your claim moves. When your bank disburses the first installment, they register your project online and send the claim forward. Your bank submits it directly to NABARD. NABARD processes your paperwork and releases the final funds. Because the stakes are high, you must be careful. The official administrative fee for this government scheme is zero. Never pay private consultants who demand a cut of your loan by promising they can guarantee your NABARD approval. The scheme routes every single document exclusively through your official lending bank. Hiring a third party is completely unnecessary and puts your project at risk. With your loan secured, you can begin the physical build. Your construction must follow the approved DPR specifications exactly, without taking any material shortcuts. Once the roof is on and the facility is complete, officials from NABARD will arrive to conduct a mandatory joint inspection of the premises. The inspectors have a narrow, specific checklist. They will physically measure the exact tonnage capacity you built, and they will verify your strict adherence to the WDRA technical norms you promised in your report. Passing this on-site physical inspection is the single, absolute barrier between your completed building and the release of your government funds. There is no alternative path to the payout. When you pass the inspection, NABARD disperses your final subsidy. The funds are deposited directly into your lending bank account to offset your principal debt. For general category applicants, the capital subsidy covers exactly 25% of your total construction costs. That percentage increases for specific groups. For SC, ST, or Northeast category developers, the government increases your subsidy to 33.3%. A third of your debt is wiped out, leaving you with a fully operational, scientific storage facility. You now have the physical infrastructure to hold your produce safely and time your sales for maximum profit. It starts with verifying your Aadhaar and drafting a compliant project report today. That upfront paperwork translates directly into long-term market power and a stronger financial future for your farm.